I parked up my dreams in a house by the field. I called up the operator, said, what do you need? He said, grow your own vegetables, comb your own hair, take your own advice, and don't listen to us there. I reached out for the medicine, but it fell out of sight. I reached out for everything else, folks sweating in the night. Went and took my temperature, listened to the clock, counted how many heartbeats it took for tick-tock. I silenced every idle thought, read a bunch of books, and showed me all the tricks you need to have good thoughts and looks. And I rolled back the curtains and squinted in the sky, and everybody I had to meet had already gone by. Now all them TV shows are true. I held up my swollen limbs and wrote my symptoms down. Then I put on his rubber gloves and gave myself a gown. Imagined up some conditions and cured them in a flash. Created some prescriptions and I had some peace at last. It turned out to be temporary, to be true. By the time I'd done one verse, my world once more turned blue. I went right back to searching. There must be a cure for every little annoying thing that makes it all less pure. There's dirt in the water and noise on the line. There's blood in my arteries and stains on my mind. To give it all some worth. If you really have no little itches, you better check your pulse. You might have drifted off again to a far less interesting world. Pinch yourself to test this, kick yourself for luck. Try another experiment to go wallowing.